and I was asked to write essays on these Diwali, Dashera, Holi. They said that these, we see that these festivals are celebrated on very right times. What right time? That Deepavali and Dashera is the time just when rain stops and Sharad comes. It's very nice time. And people are doing their business and earning also. So it's a time with money. The people are with money. So they have Diwali. Similarly, this crop is sown there, and in January and February it is cut, and the farmer gets lot of crop. So this Holi comes on the month of March, like this. So they say according to convenience they celebrate this festival. I don't know that in 25th December what is convenient for Western culture. But important thing is Maharaj told that there was a person, he was like Hiranyakashipu in Bengal. Bengal is a place which is full of Shakt Upasak. Shakt means power, Devi. So they are worshippers of Devi. In fact, these people are Hiranyakashipu, Asur. Because they are very clever. Not intelligent, clever. Intelligent people are those who surrender to Krishna. And clever people are those who are clever in proving false as truth. They are clever. So he was clever. His name was Maharaj told his name also. I have written somewhere, I will tell you. You know, he wanted that everyone should become Shakt Upasak. Everyone should worship Devi. He saw that in Hindus there are two main festivals. One is Dashera and one is Ram Navami. One is Dashera and one is Ram Navami. He just thought, if somehow or other, if he connects these days with worshipping of Durga, it will be a very good thing for him. Then Devi will be worshipped like anything. His name was, I'll tell you, unka naam tha, ye Uma Didi ko malum, Kirti Vash, kuch uska naam tha. His name was Iti Vash or Kiti Vash, I have written. I could not understand his name. Uma Didi knows his name.
When did he write it?
About 350 years before. He wrote a Ramayana. What is Ramayana? Ram Katha. So, superseding Valmiki Ramayana and other Ramayana, most popular is another Ramayana is Tulsidas Ramayana. At 350 years before he wrote a Ramayana. He said that when Ram came to know that Sita is with Ravana and it is difficult to defeat Ravana, so I should worship Durga. She is mother of whole universe and full of power. If she gives me benediction, then I will be successfully able to win Ravan. So he did worshipping of Durga. Where in the south he went there and he did worshipping. For worshipping he arranged 108 lotus flowers.
Ram?
Huh?
Who is he?
He is Ram.
Okay.
Ram.
According to this...
You keep on asking me. No, you should ask. It was Ram. Ram thought, it is difficult to defeat Raman for me. So I should worship Mother Durga. She is mother of all universe and all potent. If she gives me benediction, then I will be able to kill Ravan. So I should please Durga. For this, he arranged a very methodical worshipping in some south of India. He arranged 108 lotus flowers. And when he was offering, he offered 107 lotus flowers. Before offering, he has to chant a few mantras. And after mantras, it was essential to offer a flower. When he chanted 107, he offered 107 flowers. On 108th time, he chanted the mantras and he was about to offer the flower. He saw that flower is not there. Flower is missing. So what should he do? Now he has chanted the mantras and flower is out to be offered. Otherwise whole worshipping will be damaged. He says, people call me Kamal Nayan. He said, people call me Kamal Nayan. My eyes are like lotus. So let me offer my eyes. He put one knife from there and he is just going to take out his eye to offer to Durga, yeah, Ram. That Durga suddenly manifested from here.
But that's not a true story. This is just it is, to this Bengali.
It is absolutely imaginary speculation and concoction of that Bengali Hiranyakashipu. That Bengali Hiranyakashipu. So, after hearing this story, he could successfully establish that Ram worshipped Durga and Durga is all potent to give benediction. When Durga gave benediction to Ram, then Ram was able to kill Ravan. Now Maharaj was saying that suppose if we assume that today Ravan was killed, then 3 days after today, Ram should go to Ayodhya and this coming to Ayodhya should not take even 20 days from today. Even this 20 days is against the scriptural time. According to Indian mythology, Indian celebration with conviction, they are celebrating Deepavali after 20th day. That is also wrong. He said, in fact, what happened? It was rainy season. There was a talk between Sugriv and Ram, a treaty that you help me, I will help you. What was the help asked from Sugriv? He said that my wife has been taken away by my brother Bali. Sugriv gave to Ram that my brother has taken away my wife Tara. If you kill my brother and give my wife back, then I will help your mission, you help my mission. There was a treaty between Ram and Sugriv. Sugriv, Ram did it. As all of us know, Ram did it. He killed Bali and Bali got back his wife Tara. Sugriv got his back. Tara was devotee of Ram. More than Sugriv, Maharaj was saying. Now after rainy season, when the rain stops, he says, say about 15 days before rain stops. When rainy season stopped, Ram sent Lakshman to Sugriv that go there with your arrow and bow within your hand. Show your resentment and anger to Sugriv that you had treaty that you will help me, you have not done anything, though I have performed my portion of the treaty. When Lakshman went there, he saw that when Sugriv got his wife Tara back, he was busy in enjoyment, sense gratification. He was very angry. Who? Lakshman was very angry. He says that I can kick out this whole Brahmand. But to speak of you, you will not stay here. Sugriva was very much angry because he knew that Ram has killed Bali and Bali is so much powerful, so he can kill anyone, he can do anything. He was trembling. He was unable to come before Lakshman also. Then he took his wife, who? Tara. He took his wife Tara in front, as Indra took Surabhi in front, Surabhi cow, and offered to Krishna. He took Tara in front. This guy. He took Tara in front and then he went before Ram. He said, okay, I will do today. Then he sent Hanuman and he sent four teams in different direction. Hanuman went to south, and from south Hanuman came to know that there is Sita, and he got the message. Say the whole thing took place 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, and today they decided this day. And he says that it is in our scripture, the name of today which is celebrated is Vijay Dashmi. Vijay Dashmi. So this is the day when Ram performed a vow that today he starts his attack on Ravan for victory. Today is the day when he starts his attack on Ravan for victory. So today they started the functioning to go to Lanka and attack. And it took say 5 months or 6 months to accomplish it, just collecting the monkeys and all the soldiers of monkeys. Then they went to that side. Then he made Rameshwaram, worshipping like this important place, Rameshwaram. So people say that he worshipped Shiva with the thought that Shiva is Ishwar of Ram. But Shiva came and he says, no, it is wrong belief. I am not Ishwar of Ram. Rameshwar means, Ram means Ishwar of that person. I am that person whose Ishwar is Ram. So Rameshwar. Rameshwar is the name of Shiva. Then that was, they got the stones, they threw the stone. Ram also did it. Maharaj says this thing. But that stone was drawn. He could not make the stone float. Then Hanuman said, if you throw someone, how he can float? This is a very famous story. So he says that it took 6 months. And then on 6 months he killed Ravan. And then he came back. This is a reasonable time story. So today we have to take Vijay Dashmi, Chet ke mahine mein. Durga ji kaun thi? So Maharaj says, they say this Hiranyakashipu of Bengal, he attached that this, because Ram worshipped Durga, so we should also worship Durga. And these 9 days of Vijay Dashmi, Durga Puja is done. And the 9 days of Ram Navami, when Ram was born, they do Durga Puja. In whole India it is being celebrated like this. This is the conspiracy of that man which is fully fulfilled. He says, what victory Durga got today that we are worshipping Durga? Kaun sa kile fateh kiya tha? Which fort she won? He was using a phrase in Hindi. Which fort she won? Win won. She won Durga. So there is no question of worshipping Durga, because Durga is not connected in any leela or in any activity of these days. Then he said, Vijay ke liye yatra. Today is the day in jungle beneath a tree. This was decided by Ram today, that we start victory for over Ravana. So this is called Vijay Dashmi. And Ram, when for this.
In the jungle, when was it? Before he went to see. When exactly was it? In the jungle? When
today?
Yes, but in Ram's Leela.
Huh?
In Ram's Leela.
Yeah, in Ram's Leela today.
Yeah, which. Okay.
You want to know that.
It's alright, no, it's not.
Which month and which day?
Yeah, because in Ram's Leela there's so many things that he says, but I don't know exactly when he said, now I start a war. Before he met Bali or
killed. Then first he means met Sugriv.
Yes.
Then he killed Bali. Right. And then they met, they did a treaty with Sugriv. Right. Then he killed Bali. He returned Tara. And he waited for 6 months, 4, 5, 6 months.
Yes.
Then rainy season came.
Right.
And still Sugriv did not do anything. Then he became little perturbed. Then he sent Lakshman, and then Lakshman decided, and he became spoke harsh on Sugriv. Then Sugriv sent Hanuman, and Hanuman, this was this month, Hanuman went there. He brought, Maharaj says, say about 15-20 days before from today. Just there was a name of tree, symbol tree, having red flowers, and beneath that tree everyone assembled, and Ram and Lakshman, he fastened his arrow, and this was the symbol that Vijayadashmi starts. He says that in our tradition, if we see all Kshatriyas on this day today, they sharpen their what is their weapon. This is the tradition. This tradition is from that tradition that Raman, in order to have victory over Raman, Ram did it. So, Maharaj says, suppose if we think that Raman was killed today, then the calculation that it took 7 months for him to come back to Ayodhya does not fit anywhere. So we cannot say that Diwali is a festival which takes place about 20 days ahead of this date, that is today's date, is the function when Ram came back to his town, his place, Ayodhya. But if we see that next day of Diwali, we do Govardhan Puja. You must all be knowing the next day of Deepavali we do Govardhan Puja. With this thing, Govardhan Puja, we understand that frankly speaking Deepavali is connected with Krishna, not with Ram Leela. Why? Because when we do Puja, so we first remove the Dalidar. Dalidar means poverty. Poverty and unhappiness from our house. In order to remove the poverty and unhappiness, we play with the soup. You know, there is in our house to clear this grain, to clean this grain.
You know the grain?
Eh?
You know,
that is called soup.
Soup.
And you must not be having any English name, I don't know. It is not sieve. Sieve is like this and the things go on. It's like this and this, and having three side border, one side open. You put grain on it. So Maharaj says, soup bajati, and that we make voice of it. By this voice, daridrata, these the poverty and inauspiciousness goes away, runs away. And then we put lamp so that light, real light, light of knowledge comes in. And ignorance goes away. Deepavali ka samband Govardhan Puja se hai. So Govardhan, Go means cow, and Go means all Brajvasis. Their Vardhan means to improve and increase them. Unki puja se ek din pehle daridrata bhagai jati hai. So this and they play over the soup. And one day before we just put lamps at our house and enlighten our house. Therefore, what we should do on Deepavali, instead of worshipping Lakshmi Ganesh, in Indian tradition, every Indian, we did also do, on Deepavali, we always worship Lakshmi and Ganesh. In fact, it is assumed that any worship you do, first you have to do worshipping of Ganesh. This is a tradition. Then we worship Lakshmi. We worship Lakshmi. Lakshmi is goddess of money. So all those rich people, they worship Lakshmi with putting money also there. There is a system that we put a plate. In that plate, butter and milk is put, and some silver or gold coins are put on it, and some notes, currency is also put on this. And then we worship Lakshmi and Ganesh. If you go any house or any shop in India on the day of Deepavali, in the evening, this worship is that is done everywhere without fail. And Maharaj says this has got nothing to do. It is imposter. Pakhand hai. It is, you know, imposter?
Yeah.
Imposterness, what I should say. It's not fact. Yeah, it is bogus, fully bogus, unauthorized, unauthentic. We should worship today Radha Krishna with blends. This must be the worship. It is Kartik month, and Kartik month is of Radha Rani. We are bound to, and we should always connect each and everything with Krishna. This is our intelligence. So today, that is on Dashera, we can connect it. There was a fight between Krishna and gopis. Sometimes it said that you are Ram, you are famous, but similar. Maharaj was saying that there was, we know when we have gone to the Kamevan, and Maharaj narrates a Leela, on this day there was fight between gopis and Krishna, that it said that you are Ram in your previous birth. Ram was so much powerful that he made a bridge over sea, and with the help of his associates, monkeys. Can you do anything of that sort? What should I do? Just make a bridge over here. There was a very big type of pond full of water, fields full of water. So Krishna just played over the flute, and millions of monkeys came, and he just squinted at them. He came with a stone, big stones. They were not stones, they were rocks. We saw that they were rocks last time. And he just, they threw the rocks and they made a bridge over this. So all gopis crossed that bridge, and after crossing that bridge, Krishna also crossed. Krishna said, okay, now you should accept my strength. Oh, what you did? Just played over the flute and asking to accept your strength. All is done by monkeys. What you did? If you really want to prove that you have done, then you should fight. You should have a fight with us. Then they decided, say, some gopis and maybe Radharani. Dear Maharaj was telling this story. Today he did not said this story, that you should have fight. Then Radharani and Krishna had fight, and Radharani defeated Krishna. Krishna was flat on the ground, and Radharani was over Krishna, and all the gopis were playing, clapping, and saying that you are defeated. He says, who says I am defeated? He got up and he started jumping. I won. How did you win? He says, look, my nose was up and her nose was down. So this is the Leela which took place today. So we should connect this Leela from today. And today Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu also, they were enthused today's Leela. Mahaprabhu took one wood and one rope, and he made a bow, and he took an arrow, and he said, oh, Ravana has taken my Sita. And Nityananda Prabhu also became Lakshmana. Yes, where is he also in this way, where is Bhavi? I think he said Bhavi like this. And they had this avesh of Ram and Ravan. And all those like Murari Gupta became monkey. They were running here and there like Ram Leela. So they performed Leela today in Mahaprabhu. So again the topic was changed and the question was asked by Kavita, I think, that when we have Vaishnava with us, we are humble also, we are in dham also, and this is the three things you said are required, and why there is delay? She said humbleness. Adrita is also there. And Rasik Vaishnav is there. Rasik Katha is there. And humbly we are listening that Katha. Humbleness, she said. In the dham. And humbleness is also there. These three things are there. Why that there is delay? You know delay? Mm-hmm. Delay in what?
Waiting.
Praying until Bhakti to come.
Yeah. Iske alawa, he said, maybe Guru, we have taken shelter, not competent enough.
Not competent enough.
Like Gop Kumar, he touched and maybe our heart is not melt. It appears that we are humble. We may not be humble. Still we have got Anni Abhinashita. And so when we listen, then listener and the person who speaks both must be nirdosh, without any flaw, flawless. Mara said, sometimes Guru praises, and it's very difficult to know whether it is real praise or artificial praise.
What praise?
The question was asked by someone, I should mention the question, that Krishna is doing ras with gopis. Then how will he take care for us? He said, I am very, 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 very ordinary living entity. He said to him, very, very ordinary living entity. There is no tinge of Krishna pain in me. And still I am telling Krishna Katha to all of you. And you are, it appears you are getting benefit out of it. Some benefit you are getting. My main aim is to get Krishna pain, and I am absorbed in my main purpose. But still I try to keep care of every one of you. You are saying, I take care, I think about every one of you. Then he switched over to his Guru. He says, my Guru has lakhs of disciples. And he was all connected with each and every disciple in a way that every disciple was thinking that my Guru loves me the best, most. This was his feelings. He said, once I collected a bhiksha of 7 rupees and 50 paisa about 50 years before, and I brought it to my Guru, and he was so pleased. He said, you have done my best service. You have not, no one has done such a best service. You have done the most good service to me. He said, I was very much happy. And I thought, have I done the best service? There are many people who has given more than this bhiksha, but my Guru was praising him like anything. Many times Guru says, you are my best servant. In fact, Krishna is expert in cheating. So Guru is also expert in cheating. But the purpose of cheating is different. This way, the cheating, if Guru says you have done my best service, is it the best service to collect money and give Guru? Is it the best service?
No.
But when Guru says this thing, then disciple's affection, love and attachment for his Guru increases millions times. So the purpose of the statement is to increase the Guru. Statement is not important. Important is the result of that statement, and that result is love for Guru. So Krishna and Guru cheats many times in this way. Vanchana karte hain, but the purpose of vanchana is to generate more and more love. That when Guru becomes happy on his disciple and he says, you have done a good service, he is really happy, and his happy mood reflects from his face and action. Sometimes he may be doing joke, jesting, sometimes he may be jesting, that is also reflected from his face, and sometimes he is very happy, that also reflects from his face. Frankly, Krishna also did the same. To Uddhava he says, you are one of the dearest, most. If we go Gita, through Gita he says, he is appreciating one time. Jnani Bhakta also. He says, four type of people surrenders to me. One is Arth, Artharthi, Jigyasu and Jnani. Then he is there declaring that top is Jnani. But at the same time, he is declaring yogis are very good bhaktas. Then among yogis he says, who surrenders to me, very good bhaktas. And then he is saying, Narad, you are very good bhaktas for me. Then he is saying, Udhav, you are my soul. And then to gopis he is saying something else. So Krishna is declaring everyone, you are my best devotee. But still some best remains somewhere else. So Maharaj says that Guru appreciates, and it's not what important appreciates. He takes care of each and every living entity. When a person can do it, why God cannot do it? So though Krishna is very much absorbed in loving affairs with gopis, but his achintya shakti, by his inconceivable potency, he is also well aware of all those living entities which are in this material ocean. This is that. So this much is the today's class, I think. There was a very, very big moment a few days before that Ganesh ji drank milk. Have you gone through it?
We did it. Sheep, Gopal, everyone.
Two of them.
We did it. Shalakram.
Did
it? Drank? Yes, we saw it with our own eyes. All the deities did.
All the deities.
But suppose not leaving the milk, they were supposedly drinking the milk.
That disappears, but does he eat or not? How can we say? He says, okay, in our scriptures it is said that if you are taking a bhog, very good bhog, good chapatis, puri, halwa, and a dog comes and stares at it, then it is?
Unofferable.
Why? Because God has, dog has spoiled it by seeing. If by seeing a dog can spoil it, why God can't eat it with seeing it? It is called seeing bhog. So when Krishna eats by his glance, if some demigod somehow or some devi devta, it appears they drank it, it's not a very important thing. He says, to me, if it is said that they have drunk it, it is the same thing as if they have not drunk it. Because if we offer with, when our Krishna eats every time without finishing it, so if he finishes also sometime, it's not a strange thing to me. So he did not There is his surprise to it. He was very calm on this subject. Did you ask this thing?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very pleased. In order to feed the devotees, he accepted 5 of them. The 7 remaining pots were pushed forward and delivered to the priest. Then the 5 pots of sweet rice the Lord had accepted were distributed among the 5 devotees, and they ate the prasad. Being identical with the Gopinath deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already tasted and eaten the pots of sweet rice. Yet just to manifest devotional service, he again ate the pots of sweet rice as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night at the temple, engaged in congregational chanting. In the morning, after seeing the Mangal Aarti performance, he departed. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally tasted with his own mouth the transcendental qualities of Gopalji, Gopinath, and Sri Madhavendra Puri. Thus I have described both the transcendental glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees and the highest limit of ecstatic love of God. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 4 of the Madhya Leela, Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. And now Chapter 5 of the Madhya Leela, the activities of Sakshi Gopal.
So much high advanced Rasik Vaishnava, how can we understand them? We cannot understand what Guru can give to us. So in order to understand all these things, we should go to these places and ask for their benediction. In fact, Naraji also once asked Radharani and got this benediction that Vaishnava and these place, which place? Vrindavan. If someone goes there and take the dust on his head, this place is competent enough, potent enough to give us benediction of Krishna pain. Mata, is dham mein, aise vaishnav ke sambandh mein, kuch shlokon ko sun ke varnan kar raha hun. Then he said, now following, I will be describing you the some shlokas from different scriptures. Usko sunne se sab bhrantiyan dur ho jayengi. The purpose is that all doubts and sanshay, you know sanshay? To whom we should worship, whom we should not worship, is this place competent enough, potent enough, all the doubts, they will be smashed. There are doubts about anarthas also. Well, we understood that Krishna is supreme, we have to get him and gopis are supreme, but still some anarthas are there. Maharaj was explaining a very good relationship. Guru, by the very sharp edge of his lectures, apni vani ke teekhe prahar se, you know, he says his lectures, his speech is a sharp sword, sword with very sharpness. He cuts, what he cuts? He cuts the knot. What is knot? Knot of jad and chit, conscious and non-conscious, jad and chit, not of both. How? We want Krishna prem, but we want wealth also. So there is a knot, knot of spirituality and knot of jad. two things are we are getting together and we are making a knot. How the knot is made? When we take two different doors and two different thread and then we tie it, it becomes knot. So there is knot of two different things and Guru cuts it. For example, there is a doubt. I should become householder, then I should live a real grihastha life and serve Krishna, I will be able to please Krishna. Look, Pandav did it. And they are said, there are dearer to Krishna more than Narad. While Narad was alone, he was Virat, and Pandav was having family life. I should have such a nice Krishna conscious family. But then the point comes that we see Uddhava. Uddhava was more advanced than Pandava. His love for Krishna is more, but there is no mentioning of his family life. He did not have family life. He remained alone to serve Krishna. So then we think, no, I have family, I should leave my family. Why? Because I should worship like Uddhava. These are knots. Maharaj says these thinkings are knots. No. Gopis are so advanced, more advanced than Uddhava. What is the state of Uddhava? And you know, they are having families. They are grihasthas. So why should not we have a grihastha like gopis? Gopis, are we going to match our grihasthas with gopis grihastha? What is grihastha of gopis? Gopis grihastha is nothing but Krishna. Inka parivar kya hai? Jo kuch bhi hai, unhone sab ko tyag diya. You know, they have gave up everything. They gave up their swajana. Swajana means own kith and kin, husband, children. They gave up. Swajano ko ki asakti ko chhod diya. Krishna se priti ko you know, Maharaj said, if we really see their attachment to Krishna and detachment from their family, they are far and far, millions times more detached than Uddhava. Though they may be called grihastha, they have got no attachment for their grihastha. They kicked it away. Hanuman, Uddhava ji, they cannot give up some maryada. They may call themselves non-grihastha. Who? Hanuman? Not grihastha. Uddhava? Not grihastha. They may say, claim, we are totally surrendered to Krishna. No, they have got maryadas. They can't give it up. Hanuman has got maryada. And Uddhava has got certain maryada. You know maryada? Understand? No maryada? Maryada means
rules and regulations, social convention.
Social convention. He is my.
It's Sanskrit word.
Hindi. It's Hindi word. Maryada. Rules, regulation. Ram, the Supreme Personality came in Ram as Ram and he followed rules, regulation. That is Maryada. Son, father said, you have to go 14 years to jungle, you should go jungle, okay. Now father says, I am dying, I said this thing to you, but you are at liberty whether to accept it or not accept it. He died. Who died? Dashrath died. But he said, no, I am son, when my father said it, I will follow. He was king. His praja. Praja means king.
Citizens.
Some of the citizens say that we don't like a king who is accepting the wife who has gone to another person for so many times. We don't accept that person as a king. We don't regard him. So as a king, he gave up Sita. And he gave up Sita, but he did not give up his wife. He gave up queen, but he did not give up Sita. Sita was in his heart. And Maharaj explains this story very, very, very pathetically many times. So, Maharaj said, and these gopis, they kick Maryada like football.
Like a football.
They kick this Maryada also like football. They don't consider any rules regulations. No limitation, no binding sector. How? Krishna says, come nude to me. They say, okay, they come nude. Who will do this thing? No, any lover will also do in this material world, if someone says that I am going to garden or to a jungle, you come there nude to me. No, no one will come. Gopis did it. No falling any limitations. This is called real love and real detachment. No attachment with the bodily concept, only one attachment, that my pritam, my lover should be pleased. So, Guruji, he peers into such type of anatha of his disciple, very cleverly. What do you mean cleverly? He attacks, but with very consideration. He sees the capacity of disciple. If disciple is anadhikari, and if he hammers very hard, the word he was using, kuthara ghat. Kuthar means X. You know X?
Yeah,
X. Yes. He cuts it through X. If he hits X very hard and he is anadhikari means
not qualified.
And what will happen? His anartha will not go, rather he will become very much perturbed and he will leave. He will not stay. So he hits according to the capacity of disciple. This is the thing. So we have to attain this Vrindavan, have darshan of this Vrindavan, which is very difficult task. So we have to surrender to Shuddha Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, and in his following, we will in this Vrindavan, with very humble manner. If we are not humble, and definition of humble is thinking that I am useless. I am of no use and I am wasting my life. I am wasting my life in sense gratification. This feeling is real humbleness. And if we cry for mercy, then Krishna's heart melts. The whole process is only to melt Krishna's heart. And by crying this thing and conceiving yourself too much downtrodden and then praying to Krishna, Krishna's heart gets melted very soon. If you just call him, he will not come. When he will come? When with very, very melted heart we cry, then his heart melts. Only calling will not do. So when we call with this such humbleness, he will come and we can see real Vrindavan, we can see the darshan of Krishna, and this is our purpose. Now Maharaj said that Bhakti Rasayana shlokas are being quoted further in Bhagavatam, and he will take those shlokas further. And today's class was this much. Word Premanande Hari.
We started with a question of Savita. Savita, come in front. Savita, okay. At the first question, that Maharaj has told two dham, one aprakat and one prakat. Dham and one aprakat. Dham is here. So Savita asked, those who take birth in Bhom, Vrindavan, do they get opportunity to serve Krishna directly?
This was that question.
Those who
take birth in Prakat Leela of Krishna, do they get opportunity to serve Krishna directly? Got it?
Means when Krishna is performing his pastimes on the earth, if they take birth at that time.
So Maharaj said, initially he started, he said that Guru Maharaj first sows the seed, not sows, rather gives the seed to disciple. And what is that seed? That is seed of Krishna Seva Vasana, desire of serving Krishna. This seed he gives. And this seed fructifies into Shraddha. The fructification of this seed is Shraddha. And it may take a day, a year, a life, or lives together, that this seed fructifies from seed to Shraddha. It depends upon keenness of the person. Another way Maharaj told that he gives the seed and that person, he sows the seed in his heart and he waters it. More carefully he sows it and more carefully he waters it, the more potent plant will come out. And that plant will result into the fruit of Shraddha. How come? Jayant was guru of Gop Kumar. He gave this seed in form of Gopal Mantra. Seed of Krishna Seva ki Vasana, he gave this thing to Gop Kumar in form of Gopal Mantra. And he started chanting Gopal Mantra, and from that day to the day he became Sakha of Krishna, it took millions of births, not years, millions of births. First he went to Jagannath, then he became king of Jagannath, then he went to heavenly planet, then Maharlok, Janarlok, Taparlok, Sutalok, then Brahmaji's abode, and then from there Brahm Jyoti, Shivlok, and from Shivlok to Vaikuntha, from Vaikuntha he went to Ayodhya, from Ayodhya to Dwarkadish, and from Dwarkadish again came back here, and he chanted here, and from here he directly went to Vrindavan. And if we calculate this process, it will take millions of years. Because if went to Brahma, the one day of Brahma is so many years. If Gop Kumar can take this much of time, what about the ordinary persons who take initiation? Maharaj was comparing it. But there is another example also, that Radha Rani sent Gop Kumar, whose name was Swarup. She sent to Gop Kumar that go to this Mrityulok and initiate and bring my dearest person, Jan Sharma. And Gop Kumar told his experience to Jan Sharma. He told everything which happened with him. Then he found that he was still not moved. So he just put his hand on him and he was totally moved. Just by having hands of Gop Kumar on his head, he went to Golok Vrindavan, Aprakat Dham, and became friend of Krishna. So what to speak of lives together, only in a day rather, when he heard it and then he got the mercy. This is the difference. So mercy of Krishna and Vaishnava is controlless. There is no check and control on it. It is uncontrolled, nirankush. So you cannot calculate that how much time will it take. But generally, after getting mercy from Vaishnava, one comes to a stage of Shraddha, then Nishtha, then Ruchi, then Asakti. But after getting Bhav, he has to take birth where the Krishna is performing his pastime on this Bhom Vrindavan. Again the question comes, what will be the plight and state of that person when he will take birth on this Bhom Prakat Leela? Will he be getting chance to serve Krishna as his eternal servitors, Nitya Parikar, they are getting the chance? Maharaj says no. In Bhom Prakat Leela, they cannot serve Krishna in the way as his Nitya Parikar are doing. Then he gave example of Yajna Patani. He says Yajna Brahman Patani of Yajnik Brahman. Brahman wives of Yajnik Brahman, they served Krishna. How? They cooked so much prasad, they took it to Krishna and gave it to Krishna, and Krishna had it. They served Krishna, of course. They had darshan of Krishna. They could see Krishna when Krishna was performing his Prakat Leela here, but they could not get a chance to serve Krishna as gopis. Then they have to wait for going to Aprakat Leela.
No more material birth. Then we go straight to upper class.
Is that what you said? Then I asked one question in this regard, that what about those Rishi Chari gopis? Do you know? Rishi Chari gopis, they took birth in Prakat Leela. They went to Krishna. How? They were stopped by their husband, but they embraced Krishna and then they took part there with Krishna. Maharaj said, you are raising a question which is not concerned for the all people present here. Still I am answering, and I may be answering or may not be answering, he said. I may be answering or may not be answering. I think so. What do you think? He said, look, gopis know that some of their friends were not allowed by their husband. Okay? They were stopped. Who could not go there? If they embraced Krishna in their heart and they were purified and they went into that Ras Leela of this Prakat Bhom Vrindavan, then those gopis, when they saw that these were stopped by their husband, how could they come? It would be a miracle for them, chamatkar. It will be disturbing for them. But in Krishna Leela, there is no any chamatkar. So I think, Maharaj says, I think they did not go in Prakat Leela. By this, they went into Aprakat Leela.
Once they were stopped.
Only this much I also follow. Now let us come for prasad. When they embraced Krishna, they did not go in Prakat Leela. They went to Aprakat Leela. This is what Maharaj appears to have said. But he...
The ones that were held by their husbands.
They embraced Krishna in their hearts. And then they got opportunity to take part in Ras Leela. But those gopis who saw that they were stopped by their husband, when they would have seen that these gopis were